Hello, and welcome to Max6P for RPGs, the podcast where I talk about RPGs, but also whatever else I want. And last episode was long and rambling. So today's episode, I thought I would kind of dumb things down to, I guess not dumb it down, but narrow things down to a little bit more of a fine-tuned point. I'm definitely going to make a point of actually like putting together an outline before I start doing these things. So, you know, my brain isn't flopping all over the floor. So anyway, welcome to the show. Don't know how you found me, but hope you somewhat enjoy. And if you do, I think there's like a subscribe or like a follow or something like that. Some button somewhere that you can press it. You can get notifications whenever new episodes drop. But if you don't, I don't really care. I just do this for fun. So, anyway, I hope you enjoy it at the very least. So, still playing Pokemon. I have a problem. I know this. Don't judge me. Or judge me. I don't care. Do what you want to do. But I've assembled the team that I want. And now I'm just leveling them up, which is a grueling process, but it's slowly but surely as per turn-based grinding games go. So today I wanted to talk about a game that I missed when it initially came out. I've been wanting to play it forever. I just, because I'm like that one system guy where I have, like, the dedicated system that I prefer to play with. I've missed it. And I'm pretty sure you would have guessed by the title. I almost bought it on my Xbox One, you know, for the backwards compatibility. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. But when it was finally revealed for the Switch, I was like, yeah, well, this is what I was hoping for anyway, so that's the direction I'm going to go in. And the big question is, does a game like that, with such antiquated combat, does it hold up, you know, in current generations? And I would have to say, yeah, I think it does. It does pretty well. It definitely feels old school, but given that I played Neverwinter Nights and really enjoyed it, and anybody else that has played anything Baldur's Gate or what are the other ones? Icewind Dale, and there was another big one that I don't remember the name of. But anyone that's played games like that will be fairly familiar. So Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic uses a very tabletop-like system, but the game itself is what's essentially rolling the dice. And I mean, you go from, you wake up on the ship as an amnesiac. Boy, that's original. And your ship is being attacked by the Sith fleet, and you're like, oh no. And then you find some friends that are like, oh no, let's get off together. And you're like, okay, let's, not in the weird way, don't you dare start being dirty. But y'all hop in a little, well, you and a dude hop into an escape pod together, and you go flying to a planet that is essentially like old school Coruscant, if you've watched the Star Wars movies. If you haven't watched the Star Wars movies and you're interested in this game, yeah, you should probably watch the Star Wars movies. And if you have watched the Star Wars movies and are not interested in this game, oh dude, you've got to look into this, because the story alone is much more interesting than anything that has been cooked up lately. I mean, Star Wars Visions was okay-ish, but, you know, in general, just about everything sucks that's been Star Wars lately. Like, sequel trilogy, yeah, what a nightmare. Like, sometimes I actually wish that, like, I'll wake up one morning and, like, that entire, like, all that, somebody from Lucasfilm will just pop up a video and be like, haha, it was a joke, we actually have the three real movies coming out in like a week. or something, and everything is all better. Because it actually follows the real life of Luke Skywalker and the reunion of Han, Leia, and Luke. And, you know, things that don't piss off the fans that have been into this series since, I don't know, 1977. The trilogy series. Let's just go ahead and put it out there. They are not very good. I mean, I did actually like The Force Awakens, and I did like The Rise of Skywalker, but all three together, the problem with Rise of Skywalker was it was literally damage control, and The Last Jedi did so much damage that there was nothing The Last Skywalker could do to fix it. And if that's where you're leaving a franchise, you probably need to lose your job, let's be honest here, because that's not good. So anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Knights of the Old Republic follows the story of you and your battles with the nefarious Darth Malak and the disappearance of his master, Darth Revan, who was once a Jedi that just went by Revan. Real creative there. So, anyway, there's a whole story. It unfolds as you play the game, and it gets more and more interesting and pulls you in more and more as it goes on. It is a cool game. I really like it. But as far as the gameplay itself, there's some things about it that kind of feel clunky. Granted, this is a game from like the early 2000s, if not earlier than that. I don't think it's earlier than that. I think it's early 2000s. But again, they were using a system that was essentially like tabletop gaming built into a computer, which, coming from a developer side, I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that's actually pretty smart. Especially if it's based on Star Wars as played like Dungeons & Dragons, which is exactly what it is. But, the character creation is pretty interesting. There's all sorts of crazy things you can do with the character creation. You can get nuts with it. What I decided to do was I decided to do a scoundrel Jedi consular. So at some point in the story, you actually do become a Jedi. That's kind of a that's just part of the game. You can choose never to use a lightsaber. You can just pull out a blaster and have fun with that and just play the whole game with a blaster. But I remember reading somewhere, someone's like, we want to do something away from the Jedi because everybody's so tired of that. And I'm like, I don't know if anybody's tired of that. Are you freaking serious? The Jedi are the coolest part of Star Wars. Who the freak did not grow up pretending to be a Jedi? Or a Sith, I guess. In this case, everybody's like, you gotta play Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic in the Sith as a Sith, and I'm like, I don't want to do that, so... Funny story about me, no matter how hard I've tried, and I've tried many times in many games, in real life as well, let's be honest, I've tried to kind of be the bad guy. I mean, if you really piss me off, and I did get in the guy's face some years ago that really did piss me off, but that's a totally different story altogether. But just, you know, being a bad guy in video games, apparently I just do not have the personality for it. Like in Skyrim, like every time I would pickpocket somebody, I'd feel kind of bad about it. So I pickpocket them again and put it back. That actually happened. I did get caught and thrown in jail for putting money back into a guy's pocket in Skyrim. Talk about embarrassing moments. And in Knights of the Old Republic, like your decisions and how you talk to people, it does really it does change the dynamic of the game, and in fact, it can change the entire story of the game. And you know which course you end up going if you want to follow the path of the Jedi and just be the good guy, or follow the path of the Sith and totally flip off everybody around you and be like, ha ha, I'm really a bad guy. Joke's on y'all. unless you want to join me, then, you know, cool. We got cookies. But the Jedi had the milk. So, I've always, again, me being the personality type, I just don't think I have it in me to be the bad guy. I'm following the course of the Jedi, and quite frankly, I'm having so much fun with the game. It is really good. And even with the clunky, old-school tabletop role-playing kind of style, it's still so much fun. The characters are so interesting. I mean, Karth is... I think his name is Karth. I'm blanking again. My brain is flatlined. Anyway, yeah, I'm pretty sure his name is Karth. He's the handsome devil that walks or that runs around with you. Yeah, cool guy. The Han Solo of this story, really. He has a dark past, but it takes a little bit of digging for you to kind of figure out what happened and why he is the way he is and why he's just not a very trusting person. And Bastila is kind of an arrogant Jedi who's still a Padawan. She's not even a knight yet, but she's got some conflict going on, you know, during the story. She's conflicted herself, and then there's a Wookiee named Zalbar who's pretty cool, and then the Twi'lek that joins you named Mission, and everybody has a past. Everybody has a personality. Everybody's so individual, and it's so interesting that, like, these characters are written the way they are. And I'm like, why didn't we pull the writers that built this into, you know, making the Star Wars sequel trilogy? We're not going to talk about that anymore. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. If you're aching for a good, solid, interesting Star Wars story, and obviously they're doing a remake of Knights of the Old Republic, I'm a little scared about that because of who's involved in the writing, and, you know, they're the whole SJW, which, if you're SJW, I really don't care, you do what you want to do, but, like, they're more into, how do you want to put it, they're less into the story and more into the appearance, I guess is a way to put it, and I'm more interested in having a well-told story than, you know, who's portraying the characters in the story. But Knights of the Old Republic is, as it is, it's a game worth giving a shot, because even though the design is really old school and the graphics aren't great, but quite frankly, when I pulled it up on my Switch, I was still kind of surprised. I'm like, honestly, it doesn't look as bad as I thought it was going to. And I played Jedi Academy and Jedi Outcast, and both those games look terrible. If you're gonna play one of those games, play Jedi Knight or Jedi Academy. Sorry, Jedi Academy. When those games were made, they tried to kind of mimic the fluid lightsaber combat that's in the prequel trilogy. If you don't like the prequel trilogy, you cannot deny that the lightsaber fights were freaking awesome in the prequel trilogy. So well choreographed. And if you like that kind of thing, I would say go for Star Wars Jedi Knight Jedi Academy. And if you want a good story, you want, like, I honestly think the gameplay is really good, and the lightsaber combat reminds me very much of original trilogy. I would say give Knights of the Old Republic a chance, and it's dirt cheap, no matter what system you get it on. It's $15 on the Switch. I think it's like $5 or $10 on the Xbox. So worth the money. It's so good. And I don't know. It's well written compared to what we've been fed recently and fed up with recently. So if you're aching for a good Star Wars story, some fun, solid, interesting gameplay, I guess I would put it. I don't know, if you've played something like if you've played an MMORPG, you'd probably be pretty familiar with how the combat plays out in this. yeah, give Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic a try. It's really fun. You know, coming from me and millions of others. So, that is my episode for today for Knights of the Old Republic. Hopefully it was a little bit more focused, because, last one was rough. Anyway, see you next time.